fact is, 16 years after Wise had adoption of these crops, this technology, all the things that critics originally said are coming true. So the superweed issue, yeah, we're bringing that up because that is something that we're based in Iowa. That's something that is impacting family farmers. And the other reason, another reason is important, relating to the Monsanto Protection Act and this biotech rider, is the fact that 13 new crops are awaiting approval at the USDA. And all these crops, they've been genetically engineered to be resistant to more toxic herbicides, like dicamba and 2,4-D. Monsanto currently has 5 new genetically engineered crops that are winning approval at the USDA. You know, the passage of the Monsanto Protection Act means that Monsanto or a farmer could immediately call on the Secretary of Agriculture to deregulate those crops. And under this provision, he would be forced to allow them to be planted.
Now,
that's the tragedy of this biotech rider being passed.
Now, is that your interpretation of the language, or your group's interpretation of the language?
Well, listen, I think right now, actually, the Secretary of Agriculture's own legal counsel is attempting to fully digest the full interpretation of Section 735 of the Monsanto Protection Act and what it can and cannot do. Secretary Vilsack said this preempts, you know, possibly preempts judicial review and undermines the regulatory process. I fundamentally believe that as an attorney and a former two-term governor of Iowa, Secretary Vilsack has an idea of the potential threat that this rider has in undermining his regulatory authority. And also, the Obama administration right now is still awaiting further legal guidance on the implications of this rider.
And which was signed into law, or the continuing resolution, which was signed into law yesterday.
Yeah, it was last night, around 7 o'clock, signed into law.
And the reason I ask if it is your interpretation, because the interpretation that I have from legislators talking about Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, for example, says the way he interprets the language is that it's less to do with protecting large biotech companies and more to do with protecting the farmer.
We're very familiar with Chuck Grassley and his work in the U.S. Senate. And I highly doubt that his interpretation that this protects farmers is anywhere near accurate. We're very familiar with Chuck Grassley's convenient interpretation of the law. This was not for farmers. This was for Monsanto. And it's an outrage that Senator Grassley or anyone in the U.S. Senate would try to peddle that to the American public.
So what is your group requesting?
Sure. Well, Food Democracy Now, we delivered over 250,000 comments to the White House yesterday electronically. We had a meeting with them this morning. Unfortunately, they canceled that meeting because they realized that they were probably going to sign it and not. We were requesting that they strike. They had two choices. They either veto H.R. 933 and send it back to Congress. And President Obama he has the authority to veto a bill, send it back to Congress with the express instructions that Section 735 violates basic constitutional separation of powers. And it's outrageous that corporations are doing these backroom deals. President Obama, Barack Obama, ran on the idea of changing how Washington worked. Didn't like Washington, didn't like the way lobbyists worked, didn't like the revolving door, and didn't like these backroom deals. Fundamentally, by signing that bill, he has given carte blanche approval to future attacks and backroom deals by corporate America. This is a huge corporate welfare handout to Monsanto, and they know it. And that's why they fought behind the scenes to get it done. We had to fight this last spring during the 2013 Ag Appropriations Bill. We had to fight this during the fiscal cliff, and we had to fight it over Christmas. This is the fourth time Monsanto finally got a backroom deal snuck in with Senator Mikulski and Senator Blunt from Missouri and Senator Mark Pryor and Richard Shelby. That's how the deal was done. They stopped amendments from Senator Tester from being introduced that would have struck Section 735 of the Monsanto Protection Act from the continuing resolution.